Hello, and welcome back to the program that helps you learn American English. I'm George Grow in Washington. Each day, we present interesting stories from around the world. We always speak slowly and use words that are easy to understand. Today, we talk about really hot weather in India. By Thursday, the extreme heat was blamed for at least 1,400 deaths. Later on the show, we tell about a proposal to reduce tensions in the South China Sea. Listen carefully and save the program as a podcast so you can practice speaking American English whenever you have a chance. Now, on to part one. Unusually hot weather is affecting people across large parts of India. As we hear from Anne Ball, temperatures reached and even topped 46 degrees Celsius.
Indians who had a choice stayed inside buildings or at home to escape the killer heat. But tens of thousands of people did not have that choice. Many of them are employed as construction workers, taxi drivers, and street vendors who make a living by selling goods to passers-by. Shaibaz Qureshi drives an auto rickshaw in the city of Hyderabad. He says the weather is a problem, but if he stops working, he will not be able to earn money. The number of heat-related deaths has climbed over the past week. Most of the deaths have been reported in the states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. That is where the highest temperatures were recorded. YK Reddy is a weather expert and the head of the meteorological department in Hyderabad. He told VOA this is the worst heat wave to hit the area in nearly 10 years. High temperatures are common in India in May and June. Dry winds blowing from the southwest have intensified the heat recently all across northern and central India. The hot weather has reached the capital, New Delhi. A national newspaper showed a picture of street tar and paint melting on the stripe markings of a walkway. Sunil Kumar Aledia is with the Center for Holistic Development in New Delhi. He says homeless people are the most at risk from the extreme heat. He says these men and women usually spend the night in government shelters during the winter months. But they get no break from hot weather at this time of year. Mr. Aledia says the shelters are usually cabins or tin structures, and in the summer they are only 10% full. He says this is because they lack electric fans, coolers, or drinking water facilities. So they become very hot. Officials in the worst affected states advise people to stay inside buildings during the afternoon when temperatures are the highest. They also say people should drink plenty of fluids and not go outside without a hat. In some places, doctors were told to cancel their leave plans because hospitals had so many cases of heat stroke. Many taxis in Indian cities operate without air conditioning equipment. In Kolkata, two taxi drivers died from heat stroke last week. Their deaths led labor unions to tell taxi drivers that they could turn down passengers in the afternoon. The arrival of monsoon rains could offer some help from the oppressively high heat. But the worst affected states may not get an early break. That is because the rains get to the south and west of India first, before arriving in the northern and eastern plains. I'm Ann Ball.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Taiwan's president has offered a plan to ease tensions in the South China Sea. Ma Ying-jeou announced the plan on Tuesday. It calls for cooperation among governments that claim all or parts of the sea. Kelly Jean Kelly has more.
Mr. Ma proposed the peace plan at an Asia-Pacific research conference in Taipei. He appealed to those with claims to the South China Sea to end their territorial disputes and work together on resource exploration.
We emphasize that while sovereignty cannot be divided, resources can be shared, thereby replacing sovereignty disputes with resources sharing.
The South China Sea is said to be rich in oil, natural gas, and fisheries. The plan suggests that no nation take action on its own that could increase tensions. Taiwan and five other governments claim the 3.5 million square kilometer South China Sea. The sea stretches from the south coast of Taiwan to Singapore. Tensions have increased over the past year, and especially over the past few weeks, partly because of Chinese territorial claims to the area. China has taken steps to enlarge and develop several coral reefs. Observers say the development could be useful for China's armed forces. Last week, the Chinese government made an official protest to the United States after an American spy plane flew over one small island in the South China Sea. U.S. officials say the American planes are gathering intelligence about the development of the islands. They say the flights are happening in international airspace, which China does not control. Japan has also grown more active as it competes with China over rights to the East China Sea. In July, Japan will send 40 troops to a military exercise with the United States and Australia. It will be the first time Japanese soldiers have taken part in such an exercise. The Japanese government has also offered defense aid to Vietnam and the Philippines. Those two countries, and China, Taiwan, Brunei, and Malaysia, claim all or parts of the South China Sea. Mr. Ma's plan would establish systems to let different countries use the sea for humanitarian assistance, environmental protection, and aid for disasters. In 2012, he proposed a peace process for settling disputes in the East China Sea, parts of which are claimed by Taiwan, China, and Japan. VOA spoke to Joanna Lay about Mr. Ma's plan.